Army Private First Class John Hart was his parents' only son. He turned 20 last month, shortly before he was killed in action in Iraq. Fred Tice of member station WBUR reports from Boston.
John Hart loved team sports, lacrosse most of all, and he excelled at shooting. In his senior year, he was assistant captain of the best rifle team that Bedford High School had had since the 1970s. Hart set a Boston Metropolitan Rifle League record. Hart's parents, Alma and Brian, stand together on the front lawn of their split-level home in suburban Bedford, Massachusetts. When asked why his son joined the Army, Brian Hart is at a loss.
I don't know.
It suited his outgoing personality. He was always a leader. He was always the one that got the other kids to climb the trees or go play ball or go sledding.
We try to talk him out of it. We try to talk him into going to college and then going into the military.
Friends keep showing up. 16-year-old Alexander Grebnev arrives in tears. She and another friend, 20-year-old Adam Lozier, were with John Hart on the rifle team and in junior ROTC.
He loved it. He always talked about being a Ranger.
Yeah. It was his dream.
He wanted to serve. He drew tanks everywhere, all over the school.
What do you mean?
He took a pencil and drew tanks.
On paper, on walls, on tables.
People.
Hart signed up for the Army at 19, against his parents' wishes.
He enlisted on his birthday, informed us that he could do that with or without our permission, and he did.
Hart went to Iraq with the 173rd Airborne in July. He was serving in the Kurdish part of Iraq near Kirkuk. It was outside of Kirkuk that Hart's unit was ambushed earlier this month. He was killed just when he'd been offered a chance to spend 4 years back in the United States, and it seemed that his parents' wishes that he go to college were about to be fulfilled.
He'd actually received an application to West Point because of his performance as an enlisted, but ironically, that never arrived in Iraq.
In time.
In his last conversation with his parents, Hart told them that most of the people around him wanted the Americans to stay, but he was worried about an upcoming mission. He said the Humvees needed more armor, and his unit was being sent out on patrols that were too extended. He told his parents he couldn't say any more on the phone. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice.